Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the February 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The Basketball Africa League will tip off its second season on March 5th in Dakar, Senegal. There will be a total of 38 games. Looking at the schedule, there will be 15 games in Dakar from March 5th to March 15th. There will be 15 more games in Cairo, Egypt from April 9th to April 19th. And then there will be 8 games covering the playoffs and final in Kigali, Rwanda from May 21st to May 27th. The new league features 12 club champions from 12 African countries. 7 of the 12 teams will be making their debuts in the Basketball Africa League. One of the debutantes is South Africa's Cape Town Tigers. And joining us now from Cape Town is the head coach of the Tigers, Relton Boysen. First off, coach, congratulations on the Tigers qualifying for season 2 of the BAL.
No, thank you, and thank you. It was not easy. It was very hard work, especially because the team haven't been in existence for more than 2 years. So, yeah, a lot of hard work went in behind the scenes to make this possible.
As you say, coach, the Cape Town Tigers in existence for just more than 2 years. In terms of the team in general, what do you attribute to its success?
Yeah, I think the reason why the team so successful is just the whole approach and the plan that management had for the team on the table. We bring in some expertise from overseas, international players that played in the NBA before, that's bringing that experience together with very experienced Edwards that have coached players like Brandon Ingram in the NBA when he was by the Lakers. Together with the national players, few of them have played for the national team. We have 5 players that played for South African national team. But as I mentioned earlier on, it's the whole holistic approach that we've as an organization. We want to make sure that all our players buy into our system. We want to make sure that our players are happy off the court, because if they're happy off the court, all that positive energy comes onto the court, and we have one vision, one goal, that was to qualify for the BAL, and now it is to win the BAL. So we put everything on the table, our goals, and we work towards that as a team.
I read one online article that said some of the Tigers have chips on their shoulders. That is, they want to prove themselves on the big stage. Do you agree with that description, coach?
Yes. I won't agree or disagree. All I can say is that in terms of where I come from, we see a chip as sort of an attitude. But in this instance, I would see a chip as they want to prove something, because South Africa basketball haven't been part of the national scenery for the last 4 or 5 years due to non-compliance. So players want to prove to Africa and to the world that there is enough talent in South Africa to perform at a big stage like the Basketball Africa League. So in that sense, yes, I would say that players have something to prove. Also from the international stage, there's very talented players here that I believe that can play in the NBA, still like Michael Bongo, that's a very, very talented player, was all McDonald when he was in America. So a lot of players have something to prove in the upcoming game. So I agree with you.
What about the Basketball Africa League, coach? BAL officials have said they want the league to stand on its own. be a Premier League and not be considered a feeder system for the NBA. What are your thoughts?
So my opinion is the BAL is a prize. It is a prize for anyone in Africa and the world to play in the BAL. It's not like you want to use the BAL to feed players for the NBA. Africa have a lot of resources, as you're aware, and a lot of talent. And I believe that BAL will grow as big as the NBA and bigger. So that's just my opinion in terms of the BAL. They're very organized. They're very professional. It was the first season last year, and you could see the way the whole organization conduct the competition, the level of competition, the competitiveness, the sportsmanship, everything was just at the high quality from the players and from management that was part of the BAL.
Last year, the BAL held its inaugural season, kind of a compressed two-week schedule in Rwanda. This year, the BAL has expanded to a total of three African countries. The BAL will tip off in Senegal, and then it will go to Egypt in April, and then the playoffs and final in Rwanda in May. Does that expansion, Coach, kind of speak to the development of basketball in Africa?
For sure. I think if it was not for COVID, the first season would have been longer. And due to there's still COVID in some of the countries, still COVID, the rules that have to be adhered to, it's at least going to be in three countries. So it is expansion, but I foresee at least maybe five host cities next year. And maybe the ball tournament will be longer. So as I said, I foresee the ball grow a lot. So maybe next year it can be 2 or 3 months, and then the year after that 6 months. Because as I said, it's a very 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 competitive and high quality competition, and it is a prize, if I can say it like that, to be in the Basketball Africa League.
The Cape Town Tigers will tip off their Basketball Africa League campaign April 10th when they play Petro de Luanda of Angola at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo, Egypt. Coach, are your players excited?
Yes, the players are very excited. They're working very hard, to work on their craft. As a team, we're working hard. So yeah, we're excited to go and play in Egypt. We're going to play the second leg April. We're going to go to Egypt. We're playing there from the 9th to the 19th. So we're very excited to go there. And yeah, we're putting in the hard work at the moment.
Your Cape Town team has an American ownership group. Can you give our Voice of America listeners some details?
Yes. Well, there's two female owners, Shante Butler and Dia Martin, and then Raphael Edwards and William McFlurin is the two male owners. I'm very happy that they invested into Cape Town and Africa. It is the right time. There's a lot of opportunities, business opportunities in Cape Town. So again, I'm very grateful for them to decide to invest in South Africa and in Cape Town specific, where I stay.
Coach, how would you describe your relationship with the American owners?
The owners are very, very supportive. They've given 110% support in everything that the team and myself wanted. I couldn't ask for a better working relationship than what we have currently. Like I told someone the other day, it's a dream job. You're doing something you love, and especially to have ownership and management like they do. I mean, they've two of them are ex-professional players. They know how to treat people, and that's important to me. The way you treat your people, it will show, and the results have shown for us last year.
I'm talking with Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team. The Tigers are preparing for their debut appearance in the Basketball Africa League. Coach, tell us about your basketball journey. on your way to getting this dream job with the Tigers?
I come from a very, very previous disadvantaged community and household where we were literally 11 people in a two-bedroom house. And I got a basketball scholarship to go and study at University of Stellenbosch. And through that, you know, I could change my life. I then played on for a few clubs. And then after that, I started my coaching career where I've coached all over South Africa and also the Basketball National League in South Africa. So I have extensive knowledge of X and O's in skill development.
In terms of basketball development, do you see the sport growing in South Africa?
Yes, yes, for sure. If I can just take an example, when we started a month ago with our opener runs, the Cape Town Tigers, there was the first training session. There was about 22 kids that just appeared for the first time to training. But all over Cape Town, basketball is coming. There's a lot of coaches that are putting in a lot of hard work to develop the sport. Obviously, resources is not what we would like it to be, because you don't want sport to be limited due to resources. But it's definitely growing. And I foresee it, you know, in the next few years, overtaking dominant South African sports like cricket and rugby and soccer in South Africa.
Finally, Coach, getting back to the Basketball Africa League, 12 teams will participate in the BAL's second season. Would you like to see more teams in the competition in the future? Say maybe double the number of participating teams.
Just like the, you know, the saying, Rome wasn't built in one day. I think I can follow the same principle when I answer this question in terms of a tournament. It's so big, and it's such a big stage. It's a lot of planning, a lot of resource that goes into it. I would think there's 12 teams at the moment. If there's 14, maybe next year it will make things easier. Four pools for four. They play round robin. Then they play quarterfinal, semifinal. Maybe additional four I would like to see next year. But as time goes on, if the Basketball Africa League is going to grow further, you might see, as I said, the 6 months period and maybe more teams, you know, depending on the resources. But again, I must commend the professionalism of the Basketball Africa League management. The way they organize the tournament, it's a top-level experience.
Relton Boysen is the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team, and he was speaking with us from Cape Town, South Africa. Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, sir. And thank you for having me.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. It is game on March 5th, 2022. Tune in to VOA 24/7 FMs and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel. In honor of Black History Month, we speak with a leader in the conservative political movement in the United States, former president of the Heritage Foundation, Kay James, who is now serving as Secretary of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll talk with Ms. James about a range of issues, including the impending appointment of a black woman to the Supreme Court. That's Press Conference USA this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Carol. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Yawafusu Larbi joins us now with a report on one of South Africa's most decorated football managers, who's now plying his trade for a top Egyptian club. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Musimani arrived in Cairo in September 2020 at the height of the COVID pandemic and was met by thousands of fans to take over Africa's biggest club, Al Ahly. The South African had gained a vote of confidence from the Egyptian board after his outstanding work on the continent with the Mamelodi Sundowns. 4 years before his move to Ahly, he dazzled the continent to win the Champions League after his side beat Ahly's city rivals Zamalek by 3-1 on aggregate in the final. He had built a formidable Sundown side. With captain Lomfo Kekana, he had grit. In Anthony Lafor, he had power. And then the style and panache of Keegan Dolly, Kamal Bilyat, Teko Modise and Percy Tau. Ahly needed that kind of success. They wanted a man who knew the terrain after they had lost the final in 2017 and 2018. And Pitso was the answer.
Good opportunity here. Gets the ball back. Sheriff once again. Oh, it's beautifully set out. It's another goal. That is absolute class.
3 months after his arrival, he won the Champions League after he had delivered the Egyptian Cup and the Egyptian League title. That success snowballed into bigger things for Ahly, and he just kept winning more and more. But what does winning do to the man?
When my team scores a goal, it's like we didn't score last match. It's the first time I see the goal being scored. The emotions and the reactions. So every time you win a trophy, oh, it has been the same feelings, you know. And I don't know how many times I've had this feeling when I'm in a position and I win a trophy. A lot of trophies have been won. But every trophy to me is totally different, I must tell you. It's like a new one. It's like, you know, we winning a match is so important every time. It's a pleasure.
If Pitso's Sundowns were great, Ahly is greater. And the man concedes that the level now is a lot higher and comes with huge pressure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The pressure is not on me. The pressure is on whoever is coaching the team. The pressure is whoever is playing in the team in terms of players. The pressure is on everybody who is in the team because the expectations are high because the team has achieved a lot. TV channels that covers games, they dismantle the team. They dismantle the tactics. They show you where you went right, where you went wrong. And if you did well, they give you credit, I must say.
Pitso is a winner. He has won so much in the last 1 year and more. The South African won 2 Champions League trophies in 8 months, in addition to a bronze medal at the FIFA Club World Cup. But his name was criminally missing from the FIFA Best Men's Coach of the Year shortlist.
You just feel a little bit different because you ask yourself, oh, is Africa overlooked? But I understand when big coaches like Thomas Tuchel and them win because Champions League is UEFA Champions League in terms of quality, let's be honest, in terms of the players that are playing in that league, they're big. But then if it's going to be FIFA World rankings, then it should include everybody. Then it should be European awards. Then you understand you are not a European and you didn't play in Europe. But when is the world, it includes everybody. Then you ask yourself now, is it because those leagues, they have more money than Africa, then that is the criteria for the awards. Then it should never be FIFA World Rankings or awards. It should be European.
He has an undying love for international football, and it is a path he wants to tread on again one day. The Black Stars will take on the Super Eagles of Nigeria in the final playoff stage of the World Cup next month. After a fairly impressive group stage at the Africa Cup of Nations, many pundits have tipped Nigeria to win, but Pitso believes it'll be very close.
You know, let me tell you, the Cup of Nations has told you that there's no big team. The Cup of Nations says anything is possible. You saw Nigeria that we're promising. I was thinking, oh, Nigeria is going to the final, guys. You saw what happened. You can never say anything until the match is finished. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Unfortunately, I'm conflicted. I like both teams, and I can never say what's going to happen. But on paper, it looks like Nigeria is a little bit emotionally, a little bit above the Black Stars. But doesn't mean that they will beat the Black Stars. No, you can never say that.
They say success is a lousy teacher, one that tricks smart people into thinking they cannot lose. But that is what has set Pitso Mosimane apart from the rest. His fear of failure, his playing style, and the thought that there's always something bigger to chase. Pitso Mosimane is an icon and a true son of the land. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusulabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. And here's a fun fact about Pitso Mosimane. His nickname is Jingles. Some of our Sunny Side of Sports listeners might be wondering, Sunny, how did Coach get that nickname of Jingles? Well, Coach Pitso opened up about the origins of the nickname during an online chat with football fans. He said, and I quote, "The name came from school. I liked one of the players called Jingles Pereira. I liked the way he played from the back as a defender. I always spoke about them, and that's why the name stuck with me. Pitso Jingles Mosimane."
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In European Club Football Tuesday, Chelsea resumed defense of its UEFA Champions League title with a 2-0 victory over visiting Lille, and Juventus and host Villarreal drew 1-1. Both matches were first leg round of 16 encounters in Europe's top club football tournament. The German Kai Havertz opened the scoring for Chelsea with a goal in the 8th minute, And the American Christian Pulisic added the second goal in the 63rd minute. Chelsea's German manager, Thomas Tuchel, said fatigue was the reason he left the club's record signing, the $135 million man Romelu Lukaku, on the bench. Tuchel said, and I quote, "He looked a little exhausted, and you have to consider that he's played a lot." Meanwhile, in Spain, the Serbian Dusan Vlahovic of Juventus had a dream debut in the Champions League. In the first minute of action, Vlahovic scored a superb goal after his first contact with the ball. Dani Parejo equalized for Villarreal in the 66th minute. Once again, Tuesday's UEFA Champions League results: Villarreal 1, Juventus 1, and Chelsea 2, Lille 0. In Spain on Wednesday evening, Atletico Madrid will host Manchester United in another Champions League match. Joining us now with a preview is VOA's Gwen Uden. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In the Premier League, Manchester United have struggled to stay in contention, but they were at the top of their group in the Champions League. And ahead of Wednesday's first leg match, Man United manager Ralf Rangnick said his side expects an emotional battle at Atletico Madrid.
It's always an emotional side, and this also reflects the character of the manager. Diego Simeone is probably one of the most emotional managers in Europe, and the style and the way that his teams have always performed reflects those emotions that he always tries to bring into the team. And this is what it's all about. We need to match the level of emotions and of energy in both games. This is what we will have to be aware of. And I will try to prepare our team, my team, exactly for that kind of challenge.
Man United are in the Champions League knockout rounds for the first time since the 2018-19 season. But Rangnick says this year's impressive run does not guarantee success in the later rounds.
We have the chance to proceed into the quarterfinals of the Champions League, but in order to do that, we have to show that we are up for that, that we can beat Atletico Madrid, and then if we manage to do that, this will give us another boost. This will raise the level of confidence of the players, obviously. And then, we will see what will happen then.
Atletico have reached the Champions League last 16 for the 8th time in the last 9 seasons. And ahead of Wednesday's match, Atletico coach Diego Simeone said he expects a difficult match against one of the best teams in the world. Simeone says Chelsea is a team that, if I'm not mistaken, has only lost one of its last 14 games. The arrival of the new coach has given them strength, better teamwork, and compromise. He continues, once they are past the midfield, they are a very brave team. They have very good players that make a big effort to gather all their qualities and talents in one team. I think the game will be hard and difficult. Last season, Atletico were eliminated at this stage of the Champions League by the eventual winners, Chelsea. The Spanish club hopes Wednesday's match will move them one step closer to the quarterfinals. Also on Wednesday, Ajax is set to face Benfica in Portugal in another round of 16 Champions League match. The Dutch side are the favorites going into their first leg, but at a pre-match news conference, Ajax coach Erik ten Hag said his upcoming opponents can adapt very well to a good team and are not to be underestimated. Benfica will host Ajax for their first leg match, and the Portuguese side is hoping for a positive outcome in their head-to-head clash. Benfica coach Nelson Veríssimo, who has been in charge of the club since last December, plans to take advantage of his team's counterattacks, but admits his side must be more consistent on defense. points. Benfica travels to the Netherlands for their second leg match against Ajax on March 15th. That same day, Manchester United will host Atletico for their return match in the UEFA Champions League round of 16. And that is all for me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. And that wraps up the February 23rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.